If we'd open up our Bibles again to Ephesians chapter 1, we left off in verse 6, and so here we are. Praise God, here we are. We've accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, here we are. Hallelujah. And in that, brothers and sisters, we're children of God. He's my Father. I'm thankful I can go to my Father boldly and say, thank you, Lord, I love you. Thank you for what you're doing. And we've been fully blessed. We have the same life. He's given us the life of His Son. And in that life, we have all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Brothers and sisters, in case you need to be reminded again, and I need to be reminded every day, you've got it all. You've got it all. You have Jesus. You have Jesus. You have it all. But then the much, the more is coming. And we're in it. And praise God what He's doing. See, we've been given a life that gives us a secure standing. As we read, we know that the life that we have is holy. It's blameless, brothers and sisters, before God in love. We're accepted as Jesus Christ Himself in the Beloved. God help that soak in again even further into our heart tonight. We are accepted as Jesus Christ Himself in the Beloved. We're blessed. Now let's go back to blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? All right. Now, it didn't stop there. Because God, hallelujah, we have been given God's divine purpose. The brother's praying for the purpose of our life. That everything that we go through has a purpose. We understand that. And as the wonderful Ephesians means, fully purposed, brothers and sisters, the good pleasure of His will. Us in Christ. You talk about hope beyond hope. Huh? I appreciated getting a call from my mom the other day. Oh, honey, we got hope. She was just abounding in hope. And I'm so thankful. I'm glad to hear those kinds of reports. Praise God. But tonight, brothers and sisters, we're going to start the wealth. We're going to enter into wealth. Christ the Son's part. See, the first six verses, that was God the Father speaking to us. Praise God. His purpose. Now the wealth in His Son. All the wealth to us. So let's go ahead and we'll read verses 7 through 11. In whom? See, in whom? In Christ. That's it. One place. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. In Christ. And praise God, as we begin here in verse 7, in Christ we have redemption. And redemption means release. It means full acquittal for our sins. Whom He has made free is free indeed, brothers and sisters. We don't need to walk around sheepishly, do we? Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Aren't you glad that you see that? My goodness, it's the beginning of everything. It's the continuing of everything. And it's going to be the crowning of everything, is the grace of God. But we will never begin to even see a glimpse of it until we understand whom He has made free is free indeed. That blood cleansed you from all sin. Everything. Praise God. Every single bit of it. This vital life that we have in Christ, brothers and sisters, we need to see it to understand that it is His very own life. And that the grace here that we have received, it truly, as we've heard many times before, year after year, it is something for nothing. Something for nothing. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. But it's the something that if we will take it and lay hold of it, it will change us from glory to glory into the very likeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We want to grow, but brothers and sisters, we're looking at all of these other things that are going to make us grow. Thinking this way or practicing this or maybe making allegiance to this or that. Oh no. It's the grace of God. It is the grace of God. Praise the Lord. And why? Why do we have this? Because as it says right here, we have redemption through what? His blood. The power in the blood. The power in the blood. People, Christians, do not want to speak of the blood anymore. The enemy is getting people away from the blood. Let's not talk about that. Whatever the reason. Whatever the excuse, and there is none. It's just the enemy's work because all the power is through the blood. The grace is through the blood. The gift, praise God, the all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ is because of that blood. And in that blood we have forgiveness of sin, brothers and sisters. Forgiveness of all of our sins. Now we know that, or at least I think we do. But do we really know what that means? Forgiveness of sins? What he's talking about here. See, this isn't just forgiveness as we think about it. This is the only forgiveness that there really is. The true, complete, sovereign forgiveness from God Himself. The forgiveness of Jesus Christ that removes and dissolves. Do you see? God has taken away the guilt. Do you know that? He's not in the business of guilt. It's over. It's gone. He's taken that away. Forgetting those things which are behind. Brothers and sisters, I want to run well. How about you? I want to run to finish with joy. He's going to be the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. He said He is. But what are you going to finish with? Is it going to be a crowning finish? Is it going to be a joy unspeakable and full of glory finish? Well, this is what it's going to be to see it like that. It's going to be receiving, praise God, this complete forgiveness. It has to be seen that way. That it has been removed. It has been dissolved. And it doesn't stop there. His forgiveness has no remembrance of it at all. No remembrance of it. Hebrews 10:22 tells us, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Isn't that amazing? Do you understand? This is talking about, oh, praise God, someone that is a child of the King. God, help depart me from that evil of remembering. He who is born of God doth not commit sin. Did you hear that? He who is born of God doth not commit sin. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that marvelous? But that's the grace that by His grace He wants us to lay hold of to grow up in Him. Listen to it, brothers and sisters. The blood has washed us. The blood sprinkled, it cleansed even our conscience. Even our conscience. Do you really believe and lay hold of Romans 8:1? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? Amen. Praise God that you believe it for yourself. Do you believe it for your brother and sister in Christ too? Do you? Us in Christ. Same life, same blood. Amen? Amen? Amen. Oh God, help us to see it. Help us to see that. That'll take care of it all, won't it? Do you understand that? That'll take care of every hurt, every guilt, every bit of animosity, every bit of anything that ever happened. He doesn't just sweep it under a rug either. He takes it away. It's gone. Praise God. And it's not something, well, Lord, I'm just going to sit here with you and demand it from you till it's gone. No, it's gone. Do you get that? Do you really understand that? It is gone. Never to be remembered again. And God has done that for our conscience. Now look, we all want to draw near to God. But without realizing superabounding grace, brothers and sisters, superabounding grace. That's what this means. That's what this word is. Abounded towards us. Oh my goodness, this is superabounding grace in verse 8. We'll never come to fully know this. Because you'll say sometimes, and I've heard it even this week, well, brother, I still remember him. Well, you know what? That's not you. Be a man of God. Quit ye like men. You know what that is? Be a man of God. Praise the Lord to be a man of God. Be quickened in the Spirit. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What do you think about that? That's the only mind I want ruling and reigning in my life. I don't worry about what man says about me anymore. How about you? Huh? I pray that we give it to the Lord. He's my defense. He's my high tower. He's my authority. Amen. And He'll be accountable because He is accountable for you. He is. Just know how much He loves you. Rest in it, brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful relationship He wants us to take hold in Him. And we'll start rejoicing to the praise of the glory of His grace when that happens. Now, all we will ever hope to be is to the praise of the glory of His grace. Us, the workmanship of His grace. Amen? Amen. We are the workmanship of His grace. He will do this work. And it's according to the riches of His grace, the Word of God says. And brothers and sisters, in all the ages to come, this wealth of His grace will never be fully told or fully exhausted. It can't be. And to make it ours, praise the Lord, He became poor. Oh yes, He became poor. He became so poor, it's a poor we could never know. Again, the ages to come, how poor. And why did He do that? So that we might be made rich. Oh, I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful that's where Jesus Christ is leading my life. A man told me as I was visiting with him this week. And I appreciate how people care. And I don't want you to take it anyway. I'm just boasting in the Lord of His great grace and His riches. He said, you know, you taking a day off yet? You know, you got to take a day off every week. And I looked at him and I didn't really answer. And he looked at me and says, you're still not doing that, are you? And I said, well, I get time away with my family. And praise God, God gives me some sweet time with my family every day. He says, oh, you've got to take a full day. I looked at him and I said, man, He's brought me into a vein, a gold vein. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I don't want to leave. I don't want to move. I want to just stay there. It's so glorious, I can't tell you. And it's all to my benefit. There's no sacrifice there. Really isn't. You talk about a reasonable service, oh my goodness. When He opens up a room for you like that, go in. Go in gladly, thankfully, rejoicing. Saying, thank you, Lord, for your grace that has brought me this way. There'll be a million and one excuses that people will give you to get out of that room. Don't move. It's full of the promises of God. And it is. Hallelujah. And it's right there for us. But it's fully evident, brothers and sisters, that this rich that He's talking about here, it's not worldly possessions. Now, some of us, and I know, have some pretty nice things. But it's very evident. We do not live the grandeur of the world. And thank God that He knows what He's doing in our lives. And praise God that those kinds of possessions don't have us. Because those are the possessions you need to understand that moth will eat, that the rust will rot, and that the thief will steal. Amen? Amen. We're seeing it all over the news now. Look at these, all these poor people crying the blues. Well, he stole all that money from me. See, people had money stolen from them all this time, didn't they? But not that much money stolen. So it's big news, because it was big money. Well, let me tell you something. I know some folks that $100 is even more meaningful to them than that billion that that guy had. Huh? Oh, yeah. Do you see where people have their confidence in? The love of that money is the root of all evil. And it has no respecter of person. It doesn't. It'll hit you no matter. You love that money, whether you're rich or poor, it'll drive you. It'll motivate you. It'll get you to do things that you couldn't even imagine. But praise be to God, if He be for us, who could be against us? Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that you have exactly what you're supposed to have from the hand of God? Do you believe that you are going to bed if God allows you to go to bed tonight and He doesn't take you home? But where you lay your head tonight, do you believe that He has willed that for your life tonight? Do you know that I don't care what happened yesterday or even this morning, that I know that Romans 8:28 tells me, and I know, and you know, and we know, that all things work together for good to them that love God. And that's awfully immediate, isn't it? Praise the Lord. And I am believing Him that I'm going to be included in that them that are called according to His purpose, brothers and sisters. So, you know, I don't want you to worry about a thing as you go home tonight. I'm not worrying about tomorrow. I'm just rejoicing again in today. Why would I be caught up in tomorrow anyways? Today's good. Today's very good. I know this. It couldn't be any better. Praise God. All right. So, we know that that's just it. We are going to be as rich by the grace of God, the exceeding riches I'm talking about, the glory that's never to be taken away. We will be just as rich as what we are willing to take hold of. That's it. How much are you willing to take hold of? That's going to be how big that bank account is in heaven. All by faith through grace. And my goodness, brothers and sisters, can we please get away from feeling? It is not about feeling. It is not about sight. I was so encouraged again to hear it the other day. That time is to come. It's fully going to come. Your faith will be made sight. Praise God. We are going to see things. And hallelujah, we're going to see things with a glorified body like unto His own glorious body. And then you're really going to be able to enjoy it. Praise God. But see, we're living in a time where faith is the most precious thing to God, to believe Him. And those are things that not only can we not see, we don't understand how they're ever going to work out. How are you going to get me out of here, Lord? Well, how about believing, Lord, you've placed me here to begin with? Do you believe that? Oh, well, she just got herself in that mess. Well, maybe so, and I understand what you're saying there. But if the Lord would get a hold of her or him in that mess, is it worth it? If a life is beginning to worship God in that place or in that state, is it worth it? Absolutely, it's worth it. And we need to understand that. God help us if, as we have been rejoicing over the past few weeks, if He has to take you down to lift you up, is it worth it? Oh, yes, it is. Brothers and sisters, we got to decrease. We're here to allow Him to increase in our life. And it's going to happen bit by bit. It's going to happen layer by layer. We understand that God is in this time. And I do believe that we're in the pressure cooker of pressure cookers. I see it all around us. I see it in every family. And I do hurt. And I am sometimes very burdened, but at the same time I know the grace of God is there, and it's all sufficient for all things. And it doesn't just leave it there, that we can abound in Him in every good work. Because it's all grace, brothers and sisters. He is able to make all grace abound to us. And we're going to get there in just a minute. But see, we know and we live and we rejoice in this grace that He's given us because it gives us that faith to believe Him. And then look at there in verse 8. Let's go ahead and read that again. Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. See, He's provided the faith to believe it too. Do you know that? He's provided that faith. Praise God, I have kept the faith. He enabled you. He gave you that heart to believe Him. I'm so grateful to God. He hath abounded towards us. Here we go again. You talk about superabounding. And it is there. Can you imagine to be supermen and women of the grace of God? What do you think? Able to take on fiery trials in joy. That's pretty superabounding, I think. No way, you mean you were able to get that new job promotion in joy? Anybody can do that. What about when the job is taken away? And I can say, thank you by the grace of God to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let Him show Himself faithful. Let Him show Himself mighty. I want to learn these things, don't you? And He's going to do it. And He's brought us into that class. He's brought us into that schooling. And we have a Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, that's visiting very mightily at this time. Receive the love of God. Don't tell Him how He's supposed to do it. Don't tell Him, Lord, I need You to bring it to me this way. Oh, no. It's good. And it's not only good, it's perfect. Perfected. God, this is my lot. I'm excited about this. If I will take it willingly and joyfully, there could be a crown for me just like Brother Paul. Do you believe it? Are we just running as somebody that beats the air? God help us. It's specific. It's purpose. I pray many times, God, keep me from whining. I don't want to whine. I want to rejoice. I want to be glad. Lord, this is why I think of You, is because of this. Because of this increase, or because of this decrease, because of this abounding, or because of this abased in my life. He knows. Yes, Jesus knows. Oh, praise God. I believe He is digging deep in this. So we see here that He's provided the faith. We can abound in a fiery trial. We can be pressed out of measure, and yet we can have a song on our lips. We can be despairing of our life, but at the same time we can be happy in spirit because it's suffering for Christ's sake. And notice here, it's all wisdom and prudence. It's not some. See, we're never lacking in Christ. You're never lacking in Christ. He's abounded this to you. All wisdom and all prudence. Every time I read the completeness of our God, isn't it marvelous? It's all grace. All sufficiency. And all things. It's exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Praise His name. Better quit jerking around so much, or I'm going to yelp out in a big joyful pain. All right. But see, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. How many alls in every and complete? Is it just amazing? Do you realize that has to be grace? Praise God. That's just grace. That's grace right there you just read through. Praise His name. That could not be you. You'd start off and you couldn't even get one word out. And praise God, He writes that verse over and over in your life. Know it. know it, that that's what He's doing. And it is marvelous, brothers and sisters. But here it is. Do we realize how badly He wants this for us as we read these verses? Think about that. How badly He wants this for you. Exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think? Oh, I can ask some mighty things. How about you? Oh, Lord, just give me a chance. I'm going to tell you how I need it. His is so exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. And not could, not would, not should. It's just all. Do you understand that? This is God. You sit down and God is visiting with you. He cares about you. He cares about you. And He just loves you. And all He's asking is love me. Just see my life. See how much I love you and love me. I'll bring it. Have faith in my love. I'll bring it. Have faith in my love. I'll bring it. Praise God. Praise God. So brothers and sisters, how badly He wants us to come into the better thing for us. You think about the power of the blood that set in motion a life that could grow up into Him in all things and share in the very glory of His throne. And I sit there and I say, oh Jesus, I am so undeserving. I am so unfaithful. I'm so easy to fail. Something comes up and, oh, there was a squeal. And then I think about whether it was the man after God's own heart or the brother who said, I'm ready to be offered. And the one said, oh, search me, Lord, if there be any wicked way. And let me tell you something. He was up in age when he said that too. And Brother Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Not that I was. Oh, I'm still here and you're working on me. But I look over here and I realize that you already did it in ages past. Praise God. Us in Christ. Every single blessing. Not to just pull me out. Not to just get me through. But praise God to be a full overcomer and glorying in the cross. But yet, how many of us, and maybe you're sitting there wondering why right now, why aren't I experiencing this abounding right now? Do you want me to be honest? I really don't care. God wants me to preach the Word. There's one reason, brothers and sisters, for any of us. It's because we refuse it. We refuse. Okay? I'm not sorry to tell you that. When we're not abounding in grace, it's because we are refusing it. Come on now. Who are you in Christ? You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved you and gave Himself for you. Was that just for a moment in time back then? Was it just to get up and say, hey, look, I need to say something good to some people here and get their heads up for a while? Or is this every breath we take? Amen. Amen. God, help us as we come to each one of these challenges in our life. And brothers and sisters, let's not grow complacent either. I've got a burden on my heart for many that God has chosen to maybe let you come through this pressing time in this world maybe a little bit less unscathed as others. And I understand that. And God help us to rejoice in that too, because that's God's working. But help us not to grow complacent to the need that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Sleep can come in a lot of different ways, can it? I never want to slumber. Quickened to be looking for the appearing of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming. It's real. Praise God. And He's coming again for those that are looking for Him. Oh, praise His name. But who are you in Christ? Well, I challenge you to this. Do you think about breathing? You've been sitting here for, I don't know, about 45 minutes or so. How many of you thought the whole way through, well, I got to take a breath now. Now, sometimes it gets to that, I don't know. But see, they call that involuntary. You don't think to breathe. You say, come on, that's just kind of what we do. Well, let me tell you something. Grace is just what that is to the new man. Grace is that to the new man. It's who you are. It's the grace of God. It's what that new man eats. It's the only way that new man grows. It's just who he is. You've heard me say it before. Be. The word is grace. And the power of His might causes it to work, to will, and to do His good pleasure in us. You can't will that. You can't sit there and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I'll challenge you this way again. How long are you going to sit there and tell yourself to breathe? Oh, you might be able to do it for 10 hours, 15 hours, maybe 24 hours. You could stay up and say, well, I'm going to concentrate on breathing. Well, then you know what, you nut? You're going to fall asleep and you're going to keep breathing. It's grace. Breathe it in. It's just there. I don't think about it. It's just there. I know it's working. It's just there. He supplied every bit of it in ages past. It's just there. It's just who He is. It's undying love for you. You talk about wanting power. Oh, brother, I want to break free from this. The grace is already there. The grace is already there. Lord, I'm caught up into something, whether it's in my body or in my family or in my mind. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. Praise God. The grace is already there. It is. And it's wonderful. And you might feel a little uncomfortable. You might feel really uncomfortable. You might be despairing of your own life. Your family might be despairing for your life. But I'm going to tell you, the grace is there. Exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. Grace. Faith, brothers and sisters, possessed the land, didn't it? Did it? Yes, it did. Faith possessed the land. They believed in what God said. Are we going to believe in what God said? Amen. This is what's so wonderful about Ephesians. You've got it all. What don't you have? Well, you have everything. Who you are, perfect. What God wants you to be, oh my goodness, a mature son of God. And He wants you to have it more than you could ever want it. I love that. That God is bringing that, and He brought that in ages past, again, in the life He saw in His Son, in Christ. You see how you couldn't add anything to that? That God already finished that in Christ? And all of those spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, they were already there, so you couldn't add to that either? And they're all there, and once you become a child of God, it's all there. It's all there. Now, Holy Spirit, I want to yield my life. And let me just take those cookies right off the shelf and start eating each one. You see why Brother Copley called it cookies on the shelf? That's what the grace of God is. Jesus, just let me keep taking each one right off that shelf and biting right into it. It's already there. All right. So you going in? Huh? Going to go in there? Faith possesses the land. Unbelief will keep you out every time. Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Bones waxing. Burning in the desert. I don't want to be there. And then once you go in, don't be sheepish. Don't. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you by the laying on of my hands. You need power, son, and it's there. What are you going to do? Huh? You got that account over there. How many times did we hear it? Full of money. But yet you're not going to eat because you don't want to write a check off of it? I don't know. What's wrong with us? Huh? And every time you go back to this account, obviously, you know it. There's more and more and more and more. Boy, brothers and sisters, if we only had that account in the natural, woo-wee, huh? See, you don't budget with God. You don't, do you? There's no budgeting there. Uh-uh. Oh, I got to live within my means. Let me tell you something. That's the problem with this, brothers and sisters. We live way below our means. And our means are endless in Him, aren't they? Yeah. That's the beautiful thing. Oh, it's wonderful to be loved by Jesus. But it believes God. You got wings. But you know what? If you don't use them, you'll never fly. You got to know who you are. That's why we need to know the Word of God. Amen. That's when worship and praise is at its fullest, is when you know the Word of God. You know that these love letters are for yours. They're yours. And what us in Christ really is about. There's no excuses, brothers and sisters. Let's go ahead and read verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. I love that. Just as God showed Abraham, and He did show him, didn't He? Do you know He's showed us even more? That we should be even more fully persuaded. You say, now wait a second. God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to Moses face to face as a friend. I ask you, did they have all this? Did they? Us in Christ. You live in the age of us in Christ. Hallelujah. Fully purposed. Come on. This is it. We're into the meat of this thing. And it's better than what Abraham was shown. This is the will of God in the praise of the glory of His grace. Whether it was a Ruth or an Esther or the Shulamite or a Paul or a Moses or an Abraham, they never deserved a thing naturally. They didn't. But it was there. And God gave it to them by grace. But God, He does it every time, who is rich in mercy. And rich in mercy, you know how that's translated? I love you, now come in here and get it. It is. I love you, come here and get it. It never says, I saw what you did, now don't come in here. It doesn't say, well, you got to go do that and then you can come in here. It doesn't say that. It says, I love you, come in here. Come boldly. Come fellowship with me. Brothers and sisters, we have been chosen. You talk about a lottery. Huh? Drive down the street and you see those billboards with all that money. Woo, boy, that'd be great to have. You have hit the lottery of the ages to come. You have. You have been sought out by God to marry His Son. Come on. What are you going to say to that? I hope I do. I hope I'll go. Not why me anymore. That's a precious thing. But praise God, us in Christ, why not me? It's already there. What do you think? Huh? Are you going to apprehend that which has apprehended you? All those spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Oh my goodness, I'm wrapped in them. Am I going to wrap myself in them? Am I going to apprehend that? I pray it's the light's coming on for all of us more and more in this. Praise His name. But brothers and sisters, He purposed it in Himself. You think about Christianity today. And I'm thankful for however Christ is preached. I want you to know that. But I am so thankful for the work of God in our lives, brothers and sisters, aren't you? Aren't you thankful for the whole counsel of God? I mean, really, are you thankful for the whole counsel of God? Do you realize what you have? His message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is there for all. But just somehow, some way, He got it through. And praise God, we're responding. Huh? That's amazing. It's awesome. But, you know, Christianity today is running after a purpose-driven life. I'm thankful that there's a goal. I'm thankful it's Jesus Christ. But is it a prize? And is it a prize for the high calling of God? Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We, oh my goodness, have been by grace that He has placed a life that could be full of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' purpose. What do you think of that? That's the purpose. The fully purposed brothers and sisters that are going to win Him as bridegroom. That we might attain to wake to the first trumpet. I was thinking when I've seen some of these tapes. My grandmother used to have the tape of the royal wedding. You know, the true love, Princess Di and Princess Charles. Ha ha. Poor people. But if you saw that wedding, that was something. Chariots and all these things. But I remembered a part in it, and the Lord struck my heart in this. The trumpeter's call. The trumpets called out. He was ready to take the bride's hand in marriage. Trumpet's ready to cry out, isn't it? Praise God. He's ready to take her. He's ready to take her hand in marriage. And it's just awesome. And that's exactly what this word purpose here, this word purpose means. It means the shewbread. He has placed it in view for us to know, face to face with the bread of life. There's no excuse here. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the counsel or the purpose of His own will for us in Christ to know. And I'll move along and close this out. So here we are, brothers and sisters, in this great time of grace. It says in the word that we've read here that He's going to gather it all up, the kingdoms, the principalities on heaven and on earth. And Jesus Christ is going to take it as He sits on the throne as God. And brothers and sisters, that is our inheritance in Him. That is our inheritance in Him. Everything that He has, He wants us to inherit. Heirs of God now. Isn't that wonderful? You're an heir of God. I don't worry about what I'm going to inherit down here. I really don't. I know people that have set their hearts, affections, and their whole goal on, whoo, what am I going to inherit down here? Don't do that. Don't look what you're going to get down here. Praise God. Set your affections on things above. It is. Your day is coming, brothers and sisters. But it goes on to say, and join heirs with Jesus Christ if we will suffer together with Him. Romans 8:17 gives us that encouragement. But He hath blessed us, so blessed us, predestinated us, saw us in His Son, and it's grace, the work of grace that is working and molding and shaping and making and enabling and nurturing and supplying all of our needs according to His riches in glory. According to His riches in glory. I love that. His riches in glory. I read about glory coming down in Revelation. How about you? You see what He's got invested in us, brothers and sisters? I mean, really? The investment that God made. And how much? The payoff. The payday. How great that's going to be. everything in His Son. Are we passing the peach around? Huh? Are we passing it around? I believe it's almost got through here tonight. Huh? That's good stuff. But brothers and sisters, as we go home tonight, may we really just relish and rejoice in the will of God. I don't just walk around and say, "Oh, thy will be done." No, I'm rejoicing in the will of God. His good pleasure will. That He set out for us. That He prepared for us. Praise God. His good pleasure first mentioned by the Father in verse 5. Think of how deep. And really, we have not even touched it. But in verse 5, He says that. The pleasure of His will, the Father. Now I ask you this, as you go home, think about this. Could a child really understand the depths of this? Huh? No. And I appreciate that. No. That baby's royal. That baby is as royal as royal's ever going to get when it's born into royalty. Got the blue blood, they say. No, I got the red blood. It washed me white as snow. But that baby doesn't even have a clue or a realization of the inheritance. So we can see, brothers and sisters, that it's there. But to come to this understanding, we're talking about a relationship between a father and a son that's deep. This is a son who is matured. This is a son who has come into a knowledge of the inheritance. Not the baby that didn't know anything about it. Not the teenager that just got to kind of be a punk around the kingdom. We've all gone through these stages. I don't need to see a raise of hands, but you know what I'm saying. Come on. Come on. But I'm talking about the mature son that said, "Oh, Dad, what you gave and bring to bring this to my life. What you sacrificed, Father. How you loved. How you counseled together the very perfect will of God. How it was according and according and according. That Trinity in perfect agreement, in absolute love, saying, "Oh, what we're going to bring, what's going to be, and what is offered there for them." And those precious hearts, yes, those precious hearts, us in Christ. What they're going to lay hold of, Son. And Holy Spirit, what you're going to quicken lives that will yield to become. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. A father speaking to a mature son, an attentive son, a son so desirous to please the Father. To say, "Father, I want to know about this. I want to know what you gave up. I want to know how poor your son became to make me rich in you." And brothers and sisters, would that have not been more than enough? Really? And yet tonight, it moved from the Father speaking to a son. From Jesus Christ, the Lamb. The Lamb. Speaking to His wife. Isn't that awesome? I still can't get over it. It's the Lamb's wife. See, it's the blood again, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Through the blood. The Lamb. The blood. She just rejoices in that blood. Now, as that baby couldn't have understood the father telling him that, could the little sister of the Shulamite understand what the bridegroom was saying? Oh, she liked all the fanfare, didn't she? She thought it was exciting. But she wasn't mature to enter into that. She couldn't see a thing of it, could she, brothers and sisters? Are you starting to get a real glimpse of this stuff? Praise God. I believe, Lord, you're allowing me to see just a few things. By the grace of God, may I be faithful in a few things. May we be faithful to preach the word. But brothers and sisters, oh no. Only the Shulamite can lay hold of this. Because she's fully grown. Oh yeah, she's fully grown. She's fully purposed. Nothing's deterring her, is it? She's full of fruit and it's evident. Oh, the world passes her by and says, oh, what's that? Get it out of here. It's meaningless. Huh? Oh, that's the pearl of great price to me. It's the pearl of great price to me. And brothers and sisters, her speech is comely. We're going to rejoice in that Sunday if you tarry. She's got something to say. He loves to hear her say it. She whispers back to him, Lord, I love you too. I told him today, you know what? It's not going to be long. It's not going to be long, Jesus. Because I know you're longing for me. Because I'm sure longing for you. He's shown us this, brothers and sisters. The shewbread, it's out there. It's evident. It's made known. And to the ones that will receive this and take it, you'll be made known. You'll be made known to all that I have loved thee. Let's stand and worship Him. How's that? Thank you, Jesus.